Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A strike by University of California academic workers continues today. Teaching assistants, student researchers, and postdocs, among others, hit the picket lines at UCLA and the other campuses in the system yesterday. KPCC's Ryan Mena reports their union says it is the largest authorized strike in the history of U.S. higher education unions.
At the University of California, Los Angeles, five different picket lines fill the university grounds with chants filling the air. Here's Rachel Forgash, a fourth-year PhD political science student and teacher's assistant at UCLA.
The strike means everything. For me, it means that I can have a life. I mean, and not worry every day about money. I pay for 50% of my income towards rent, and that's to live in a 600-square-foot slum apartment over an hour away from here.
Workers across the 10-school UC system have been bargaining for a year. They say they won't be backing down from the picket lines until they secure what they call a living wage, among other demands. Bargaining is expected to continue through the week. Covering education, I'm Ryan Mena.
Health officials have announced the death of a child in California due to flu and RSV. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says it's the first such fatality this season.
The California Department of Public Health confirmed the death of a child under the age of five caused by flu and RSV. RSV is a seasonal virus that for most people causes something like a cold. But RSV can become more serious, even life-threatening, for babies and other young children and older people. The seasonal viruses are filling pediatric hospitals across the country. In previous years, hospitals could temporarily expand pediatric intensive care units when they reached capacity. But staffing shortages exacerbated over 2.5 years by the stress and burnout of COVID have hampered their ability to make more beds available. The state health department told hospital administrators to be prepared to expand pediatric patient intake and gave permission for hospitals to reconfigure beds and spaces as needed, a sign that health officials expect the surge of sick children to continue. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Turning to elections now, a number of tight races in Los Angeles County have yet to be called, and the ballot counting process continues. KPCC's Josie Wong takes you to the operation in Downey.
That's the sound of democracy. Okay, it's actually 20 giant machines scanning thousands of ballots. A computer program then tabulates votes later in the day to update the count in the various races. All the ballots being processed now are mail-in ballots. Staff in City of Industry first check to make sure each voter's signature matches the signature the county has on file. Then the ballots are boxed up by the thousands and brought to Downey to be counted. That's where the story ends for most of them. But some ballots can't be scanned. Maybe a bubble isn't properly filled in. Those are sent back to the City of Industry to be, quote, remade. A county worker fills out a new ballot copying what the voter marked on the original. Those are filled out with green highlighter instead of the typical black or blue ink. Then the ballot gets sent back to Downey to be scanned again. Yes, it is time-consuming, but the county says it'll certify all the results by December 5th. I'm Josie Huang.
Among the races too close to call, that of L.A. Mayor, Karen Bass has widened her lead over Rick Caruso to more than 29,000 votes. The registrar, Dean Logan, says the ballot count could extend into next week. There are still more than 655,000 ballots outstanding. But keep in mind, there's nothing unusual about the time it's taking, the result of such a large percentage of voters now using mail-in ballots. The next round of election results are expected to be released later today. In Orange County, the lead is shrinking for an incumbent running to keep their seat on the County Board of Supervisors. KPCC Orange County reporter Jill Replogle says the outcome could be a pivotal moment in county politics.
There's still a really tight race in the 5th District for the Orange County Supervisors. That's basically Costa Mesa down south to the end of Orange County. And incumbent Katrina Foley is winning by close to 3,400 votes right now. That lead has narrowed slightly over State Senator Pat Bates. And really, this race could determine whether or not the Orange County Board of Supervisors becomes a majority Democratic board, something that hasn't happened in decades.
Jill says that the Board of Supervisors is technically nonpartisan. The last time there was a Democratic majority, it was during the Nixon administration. History is being made this midterm with the election of Latino candidates to some of the highest offices in the state. Among the victors, Alex Padilla, the first Latino elected to the U.S. Senate from California, and Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, who is set to become the first openly gay immigrant elected to Congress. Christian Arana was with the Latino Community Foundation and calls the results important wins for democracy and for the Latino vote.
They often say, well, what's the point? No one understands us. Now we have people that are essentially from our communities that are taking our experiences into account, and hopefully they'll make the right decisions based on the things that we want for our communities.
Voters also elected the state's first Latina Chief Justice on the California Supreme Court. That's Patricia Guerrero. Arana expects the midterm wins to create further movement on climate change, inflation, and immigration. The first big Santa Ana wind event of the season arrives tomorrow. A fire weather watch goes into effect along with high wind warnings. Gusts of 60 miles an hour along the coast and valleys are expected, 70 miles an hour in the mountains and foothills. Highs today from the beaches into the coastal valleys out to the Inland Empire and low desert communities will be in the mid-60s to mid-70s. Antelope Valley highs will be around 60 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.